Blessed second Sunday of 2025, everyone. Welcome to the Living Word Fellowship Church. Indeed, it's a beautiful day to worship the Lord. Amen? Let's all rise. It says in Psalms 105, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell all His wondrous works." We are being reminded and encouraged to remember the wondrous works that the Lord has done in our lives. Amen? As we begin this year, continue to live out this year, may we continue to give thanks to the Lord. And remember, even the song that we're going to sing, we are being reminded of the first miracle that Jesus has done. Alam niyo ba yun? Alam ba natin yun? Ano nga yun? Amen, amen. So let's pray as we prepare our hearts in worship. Lord, we thank you for you have been faithful in our lives, O God. Indeed, Lord, you never leave us nor forsake us, O Father. That's why we are here, Lord God, excited to worship you. Thank you for your presence in our midst today, O Father. We invite your Holy Spirit to be with us, O God, that we may just enjoy your presence in our midst, O Father. Salamat, Panginoon. We lift up to you this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's clap our hands to the Lord.
Our God is with us, then what can stand?
faithful in our lives. Amen. The sinner's heart. trust that you will continue to be our vision in this year, O Father, knowing that in all this, in our faith in you, O God, you will be our reward, O Father. We continue to praise you today, O God.
Thank you. did us this song, there's no turning back. No turning back. Lord, nothing will ever satisfy us except you, Lord. Panginoon, salamat po sa assurance. Sa mga salita, Panginoon, words ng kantang ito. Christ is enough for us. Nothing will ever satisfy us, Lord, more than what you have been already granted and given to us. Salamat po, Panginoon, sa katotohanan po ng awiting iyon. We are thankful, and Lord, we are reminded as well when the disciple Peter, you asked him towards when you were heading to Jerusalem, you asked him, will you also leave me? And the disciple Peter replied, where shall we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. Indeed, salamat, Panginoon. Naniniwala po kami at ang aming pananampalataya, you have the words of eternal life. Every one of us who have repented, place our trust in you, Lord, you will bring us to eternity. And yet the scripture says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what you have prepared for those who have trusted in you. Salamat po, Panginoon, sa assurance. Lord, in this life, yes, we may have struggles, we may have troubles, but Lord, you've been telling us, be of good cheer because you have overcome the world. Salamat po, Panginoon. We thank you, and at this very moment that we are here, thank you, Lord, for all the provisions that you have given us. Salamat po, Panginoon, sa buhay, sa hininga na tinatamasa namin ngayon. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to share with you a reflection today from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13, where it says here, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. At the onset of this month, Pastor Rowell shared an article with the title, Mostly Harmless. That praise, mostly harmless, it was taken actually from a book, Hitchhiker Guide to Galaxy. And it talks about the role of the earth in the big scheme of things. That earth actually is not really affecting the cosmos. And it called it mostly harmless. And the Singapore churches have penned that word, mostly harmless, to write this article. It's not actually a complimentary for Christians to be called mostly harmless in that aspect that they have written. On the contrary, it bears a heavy question for us actually as believers. When the world views our lives and our church, do they see a vibrant, impactful community, or do we appear mostly harmless, barely making a mark as we go through this life year after year? This prompts a reflection on our spiritual and communal life. Yes, the scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 10 to 11 and 12 to lead a quiet life and mind our own business. They are talking of different contexts. But we as Christians cannot just remain silent in front of all the things that the Lord has mandated us. We have that great commission the church has been given, go into the whole world and preach the gospel, make disciples of all nations. Of course, we are not mandated, each and every one of us, to be missionary, to go to remote places. We have each our own calling. Maybe some pastors, some are teachers, some are those giving help, and different calling. We may be called to be where we are now, where we are working. But there is this phrase also that it says, brighten the corner where you are and bloom where you are planted. If we are seeing things that is maybe injustice, yes, in the Christian context, we have to participate. We cannot just be remain silent. We live year after year. We have attending churches over the many years, go to our place, back home, go to our workplaces without impacting any lives. And then Pastor Well even summarized these things. He said, the uncomfortable church. A dull knife is a pointless thing. Why might a knife get that way? Because no care is taken to sharpen it. In the sharpening of a knife, it is put to the grind with great force, generating intense heat. Sparks fly. It is a most uncomfortable process. The intentional discomfort is needful. It makes the knife useful. Without this process, it will eventually be unwanted and discarded. We as Christians cannot just remain silent after being saved and do nothing. Of course, in the Christian context, we have to share the word. There will be troubles along the way, but God promised that He will be with us. And the article further shares some thoughts about it, and I'll just read. The challenge of comfort. The church in Singapore, or a church in general, much like the comfortable church described in Hebrews 12, verse 1, must consider what hinders our effectiveness. We often settle into comfort both physically and spiritually, but the call of Christ is to a life that is anything but comfortable. It's a call to be sharp, active, and impactful. Salt that hasn't lost its taste. And then another thought, reflection, it says, becoming uncomfortable. Our mission involves uncomfortable truths and actions. As followers of Christ, we are to engage in battles against injustice, of course, in the context of Christianity, endure persecution, and embrace the offense of the cross. Avoiding spiritual dullness requires intentional discomfort, much like sharpening a knife through friction and heat. It calls us to wake up, urging us not to be complacent. And the dynamic nature of the gospel challenges us to continually adapt and reach new generations effectively, ensuring that our methods, though not our message, evolve. So, mga kapatid, we are challenging you to just review our status quo, open our door wider, and realign our priorities with God's eternal perspective. Sometimes many of us, especially those who are retiring, we may just go build our retirement home, then enjoy traveling, maybe go to the beach, collect shells, and play golf. But in doing such, at the last 10 or 20 years of our life, we should not be forgetting the eternity. That's actually the most time we should use for the Lord to lay up treasures in heaven. Let us just be silent and try to be comfortable in the corner without impacting the world around us. Let us all pray. Aming Panginoon, aming Ama, salamat po sa katotohanan ng aming narinig at this article na yon, mostly harmless. Lord, may we not be just mostly harmless in our Christian walk as according to that context. We ask for your guidance and courage to embrace the discomfort that comes with being your disciple. May we be the salt that retains its flavor, effectively impacting the people, the community around us. Lord, if it need be, Lord, that there will be discomfort and struggles just by sharing your word. Yes, but you promise in this life we will have that trouble, but you will be with us. Lord, make us effective individual believer in your kingdom. Sharpen us, O Lord, and use us for your purposes. Ignite a holy fire in our hearts and in the church that we may pursue revival and be the agent of change in this generation. Salamat po, Panginoon, for this message, for this reflection. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Good afternoon, church. Happy second Sunday of year 2025. This year, we will have that assurance that God will be faithful for us. Yes, we may run low, but we will not run out because we have a faithful God. Amen. With that, I would like to invite everyone to read the scriptures with me in Genesis 14, verse 18 to 20. Let us read. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. Let our response be, in giving our tithes and offerings today, we recognize that victorious and blessings are gifts from God. We pray that giving will similarly testify our reliance on God's boundless mercy, grace, and love. We offer not only material gifts, but also our hearts, dedicating ourselves to our sovereign God in faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Let us all pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a grateful heart. We thank you for all the blessings and favor you have poured into our lives. Lord, we reflect on the example of Abram who responded to your blessings by giving tenth of everything he had. Help us, O God, to give sacrificially and to honor you through our giving. May we put you first in our lives, including in our finances. We acknowledge that we are stewards and not owners of all we have. Bless our heart as we give, reminding us of your faithfulness and love. May these gifts be a pleasing sacrifice to you, O Lord, and bless these tithes and offering. We pray for the furtherance of your kingdom, and may our lives be a living testimony that testify of God's amazing grace. Amen. Let us give cheerfully to our God.
At this point, we will be welcoming those our newcomers and as well first-timers. Before we call on the first-timer, I just want to ask any one of you po na bumalik, this is your second, third, or even fourth time. Sino po ba? Maari pong itaas yung kamay. Oh, kapatid, thank you for coming back. Thank you. Any more? Okay. Bless you for coming back again. And we have two new first-timers today. Shall we just so welcome them? We'll be calling on your name. As we call on your name, maaari po ba kayong tumayo? The church will just want to pray for you. And after that service, yung pong aaring answer na katabi nyo will be bringing you to one of the room, maybe 5 or 10 minutes of your time. So we have Dorina Ambakil. Welcome, Dorina. Remain standing. We have Eileen Soligam. Welcome, Eileen. Thank you for coming to Living Word. Maari po bang i-stretch ang ating mga kamay? Let's pray for them. Lord, we thank you for our two guests today, Dorina and Eileen, and even Shanna Bumalik, Panginoon. We are grateful for them being here with us. It is indeed at your sovereign will, it is your plan for them to be here. Lord, we pray that whatever words that they will be hearing today, ito po ay tumimo sa kanilang mga puso, at ito'y magningas, Panginoon. And we know, Lord, they are desiring to be closer with you. Amin pong dalangin, Lord, pagpalain po ninyo sila sa kanilang mga desires, sa kanilang mga plano, why they are here in Singapore. Hindi namin po sila kilala, but you know them very well. Lord, nakikita po ninyo ang iyak ng kanilang mga puso, ang desires nila, bakit sila nandito. Lord Jesus, we pray for that specifically. At amin pong dalangin, ang kanilang pamilya na nasa Pilipinas, kayo rin po ang mag-ingat. We thank you, Lord. We bless you and we speak forth blessings sa kanila pong buhay. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let's take the chance to shake hands together. Happy New Year po dun sa mga kababalik lang at wala dito last Sunday. Happy New Year ulit sa inyo. At this moment, we will be just calling those who are celebrating their birthdays this month. Maari po ba kayong tumayo for the church to greet you? Just speak blessings sa inyo pong buhay. Shall we all stretch forth our hand and then natin po silang ipanalangin. Lord, we thank you for our sisters, our brother who are celebrating their birthday this month. Amin pong pasalamat ang dagdag na taon sa kanila pong buhay. And we continue to pray, Lord, give more many fruitful years sa kanila pong buhay. We just pray that you will just guide them, the desires of their heart, everything that their plan, that it will be aligned to your will. Kaya nga patuloy magpala sa kanila, Panginoon, and just use them. And as they continue to serve you, Lord, ikaw po ang maging patuloy na tapat as we know you are. Thank you, Lord, for their lives and serving this church. Salamat po. Ito mo aming dalangin sa pangalan ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Kung yung katabi mo ay may birthday, sabihin mo, malapit ang Jollibee dito. Praise God. Just greet the person beside you. Oh, na-miss kita. So, many of us just came back. Just came back and we thank the Lord that we are here today. Amen? Let me highlight a few announcements before we dive into God's Word. Firstly, our early morning prayer, dire-diretso po ito na Monday, Wednesday, Friday, ng 5 a.m. and then Sunday, 6 a.m. So we encourage you to join us via Zoom, our early morning prayer. And then also this year, we will have our Bible reading. We already started it and you still can join us. You can connect with us, get the hard copy sa iConnect or download the soft copy or download and join us sa ating YouVersion app. So my YouVersion app and you'll be reading along with our fellow brothers and sisters. So take note, Bible reading, we will have it and we encourage you to read along with us and we're going to do it chronologically so that we will know how the events in the scripture happen. So maganda po ito. So sabi mo, let's read the Bible together. And also this week, we will have our prayer and fasting. Wave 1, 13 to 19 January, we will have prayer and fasting. And we have already produced our devotional that you can get from iConnect. Limited po ito, hard copy. But also soft copy and soft copy is already uploaded sa ating FB page. And you can click the link there if you are joining us in prayer and fasting. So, take note, ang team natin sa prayer fasting is be enthroned. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, be enthroned. That's our team for this year, be enthroned. Our desire is for God to reign in our lives, in the church, in our families, and even in our work. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, sa trabaho din. We desire for God to reign in even in our work. And that's our prayer. So, we're gonna pray and fast. Also, 13, 15, 17, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we will have an in-person prayer gathering here. And you can, if you can join us, we will come to the Lord and pray. And if you have care groups ng Friday, we encourage you to join us na lang instead as we start the year in prayer. So, 17 will be Friday. Come and join us. If you have a care group on Friday, join us to pray together. But on the next Sunday, we will have in between the service prayer time. Okay? So, we're going to start the year of just surrendering everything to the Lord. All right? And that's the best thing that we can do. We're going to start the year asking God, asking Him to lead us in this brand new year. Praise God. Happy New Year, everyone. This is the second week of the year. And we thank the Lord. Palakpakan natin ating Panginoon. And we thank God because of His faithfulness in our lives. The reason why we are here today alive and functioning is because of the goodness of the Lord. Amen? It's because of the goodness of the Lord. Now, to prepare ourselves in the new year, we are currently in the midst of, in our Bible series entitled Thriving in Uncharted Territory. And we'll be discussing it in this coming week. We know that as we enter the new year, hindi maraming uncertainties. Do you agree? Hindi natin alam ang mangyayari. How can we thrive in uncertain territory? Last week, we've been reminded that we are called to be strong and courageous. Sabihin mo sa tabi mo, be strong and courageous. Sabihin mo sa tabi mo. We are called to be strong and courageous. And to be strong and courageous is not simply by our own will, but simply we are being reminded to God, to trust God's plan, to trust God's word, and to depend in His presence. Yun ang magbibigay ng courage sa atin. His word, His plans, and His presence. Now, a few days ago, I was scrolling through a Facebook and I saw a short clip. Ganda ng clip niyon. Very short, very inspiring clip. And dun sa clip na yun, there's a short statement that caught my attention. Ang statement, sabi dito, wala kang magagawa kung wala kang gagawin. Ponder on that. Totoo hindi? Wala kang magagawa kung wala kang inspirational, no? Wala kang magagawa kung wala kang gagawin. In English, you will not accomplish anything if you don't do anything. And that's reality of life. Now, this statement intrigued me because in our Christian faith, there are times that God calls us to pray, to wait, and be still, and allow God to move His work and do His work. There are times in our life that God calls us to be still, to pray, to wait, and God will do His work. But there are also moments in our life that God is wanting us to act in faith by obeying and following His lead. That God is calling us not just to stay here, but also to do something. There are times that we are called to take action, to respond to what the Lord is leading us. See, many of us are contented here, but the Lord sometimes telling us, do something about it. For us to thrive in uncharted territory, we need to grow in faith, we need to grow in our trust in God, and also obey whatever God is instructing us. If we want to grow, to thrive where the Lord is placing us, then we also need to do action. Now, because why I observe is this. Many times we come to the Lord asking his direction, Lord, or asking his wisdom. Especially when we're stuck in a situation, when we are going to difficult event in life, we come to the Lord, Lord, where should I go? We come to the Lord, what should I do? How can I overcome this problem? Tell me your way. What's next? Lumalapit tayo sa Panginoon, Lord, what's next? Yet when the Lord gives us the instruction, when the Lord tells us what to do, we hesitate. We don't obey. We make excuses, especially if it's not according to our plan, preference, and will. Especially kung tayo ay napupush sa ating comfort zone. Moment na ngayon, lalapit tayo sa Lord, Lord, anong plano niyo sa aking buhay? Uuwi ba ako? O mag-stay? Saan nga ba? Gusto ko nang umuwi sa Pilipinas. 2 months pa lang ako dito. And then you ask the Lord and said, stay. You know, the Lord give his wisdom. Stay ka muna. You see? And then you disobey. You see, there are times that God, you ask the Lord, pero pag binigay naman ni Lord, ayaw mo mag-act. Ayaw mo mag-act. And there's a tendency, we ask what's next. See, I hope and pray that as we look in our text today, it will challenge us in this coming year, not only we ask the question, what's next? But we also humbly come to the Lord and say, where you lead me, we follow. I've entitled this sermon, What's Next? Where you lead me, we follow. And we'll be reading from the book of Joshua, dire-diretso po ating Bible reading, so our text is, we'll be reading from chapter 3 and 4. And I've selected some passages doon. Joshua chapter 3 and 4. Invite all of us to stand as we give reverence to God's word. We'll be reading Joshua, some passages, but I'll hopefully can go back home at basahin natin itong chapters na ito. Let me read Joshua chapter 3. Let's read. And when the sole of the feet of the priests bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. Now the priests bearing the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over on dry ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. And the Lord said to Joshua, command the priests bearing the ark of the testimony to come out of the Jordan. So Joshua commanded the priests, come up out of the Jordan. And when the priests bearing the ark of the covenant of the Lord came up from the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up on the dry ground, the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat sa time na ito. Kami po ay narito para mag-aral ng iyong salita. Holy Spirit, come and make your word be clear to each one of us. Especially, Lord, things that we don't know this coming year. I pray kung ano man pong river that we will face that would hinder us to possessing what you have called us to have. I pray, Lord, that we will be reminded of your word. Panginoon, come and lead us. And may we find encouragement, may we find hope, that knowing that you are with us and also that you are giving us instruction, especially, Lord, when we don't know what to do. So we surrender this service to you. Come and lead us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Now, last week we learned about God's assignment kay Joshua chada Israelites. And I highlight 4 of them. Clearly, sa Joshua chapter 1, we read that God instructed Joshua to go over Jordan. Now, Jordan is a river. And also told them that not only him, he has to bring the rest of the people, the 2.4 million of Israelites, across to the other side. And once they cross the other side, they need to inherit the land. And you know that when you inherit the land, you will face opposition. Ayun ang instruction ng Panginoon kay Joshua. Ito ang gagawin mo. Ito ang mission nyo, ito objective ninyo. Now, the narrative that we have just read is an account where Joshua and Israelites cross over the Jordan River. They were able to cross over the Jordan River. And let me give you a highlight, a summary of what happened. If you, I know many of you have read it, and some of you are bago sa inyo to, ito ang nangyayari. Let me give you in Joshua 3 and Joshua 4 summary. They were camping on this side. Yeah. And after 3 days, they said there, they went to camp at this place before Jordan River. And while they were there, God told them to give them instruction. And God told them, and Joshua reminded them to consecrate yourself. And the Lord clearly gave them instruction paano sila tumawid. Ito ang gagawin nila. Yung priest who's carrying the Ark of the Covenant have to enter the river. And then once they step into the river, the water will stop. And then all of them will enter in, go to, yan, tingin mo pumasok. They also instructed them to pick up some large stone and then go to Gilgal. Doon sila magkakamp. So this is just an overview of Joshua chapter 3 and Joshua chapter 4. They were on the other side and God gave them instruction. They have to carry the Ark of the Covenant. Now, Ark of the Covenant, it represents the presence of God. It represents the presence of God. Kaya bit-bit yon. Wherever the Ark of the Covenant, it means the Lord is there. It is symbolic to them. It represents the presence of God. So the Ark were being carried by the priest, step into the water, Jordan River. The water stopped. They were able to cross. And they were able to camp sa Gilgal. And then after that, they faced Jericho. Ayun ang summary. Simple ba o hindi? Madali ba yon? Pagbasa natin, mukhang madali. It seems so easy. Parang pumunta ka lang sa Chuachukang. Tumawid lang naman ako ng dagat. It looks easy. Wow. It seems easy, but if you look at the situation what they're in, Jordan River is flooded. Was flooded. In Joshua chapter 3, sabi doon, Joshua 3:15, now the Jordan overflow all its bank throughout the time or harvest. So, ibig sabihin, maraming tubig. It's overflowing. Umaapaw. And then another one in chapter 4, it said, the waters of the Jordan River returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. Now, when we think of Jordan River, oftentimes, ang naiisip natin ito, ganyan lang. Parang, alam niyo sa, kung kayo ay taga-probinsya, alam niyo to. Parang, ang sarap maligo dyan. Sino naligo sa sapa? But in reality, because it's flooding, because it's rainy season, the water look like this. Now, who among you knows that it's very hard to cross when it's like this? Is it safe? Have you ever tried? What? Yes. May nagsabi ng yes, nangisida ka, ano? O may humahabol sa'yo. So, the water at the time was, you know, is dangerous. I remember was sa Impanta, Quezon, when I was in my province. I love to swim pagkatulad nung ganun. Ang love, tapos may lalakita kang ang sarap maligo sa ganyan, yung ganyan. Sino naligo before? Ang sarap, tapos maliligo ka, you will swim and swim, feel na feel mo mag-swimming, pagtingin mo, mayroong karabaw dun. Oh, alam nyo na, right? Na-experience niyo yun? You feel the swimming here, then parang umiiba yung kulay. The karabaw is there. Oh. But when it rains in Infanta, Quezon, the water is so high. And if you notice, the water is hindi straight, yung bank, parang paganon. Biglang bangin agad. Right? It's not straight. And I just want to show you a picture of Jordan River now. It's just an idea because what happened, due to irrigation and so on, it has changed, but it's much larger now. So ito yung example. Yan. So try swimming here and crossing this place. Now, considering the situation, it's not a perfect time to cross the river. It will be difficult and it's impossible. And you are bringing 2.4 million across. Joshua and the Israelites were in a very complicated and challenging situation. But they realized this. It was God who brought them there. It was God who led them there. Now, the key main idea in this narrative, if you just look, no, the whole thing, it reminds us that it reminds God's people that's only in Him that we can cross the river. That we can never enter and possess the promised land without God's intervention. And very important thing that as you read the book of Joshua, ang reason is that this generation is the next generation. Remember, after 40 years, they're wondering, ito yung bagong generation. And they have not experienced much of God. Yes, they were eating manna and quail, but this group of people have not experienced the Red Sea. So God is teaching them who He is. Ito ang intention niya. That's why God brought them to Jordan. Why? So that they will understand the nature of God. And also so that they will rely completely in the Lord. And also to strengthen their faith as they enter and obey God's instruction as they enter the promised land. Dahil pagpasok nila ng promised land, maraming temptation, maraming challenges. And the only way that they can be secured is they can see and experience God and trust God and obey His instruction. Kaya the Lord allowed it to happen. Now, similar sa ating mga buhay, there are times that God allows us and even bring us to experience our own Jordan River. Personally and corporately. There are times that God allows us to experience our own Jordan River. Kaya tapikin mo, kamusta yung ilog mo dyan? Mayroon tayo paminsan inaalaw ng Panginoon na pupunta tayo at dadalhin tayo sa Jordan River na ito. This situation can be difficult and sometimes impossible to overcome without God's help. Problema sa work. Nandito ka sa Singapore, puro problema sa Pilipinas, ikaw palagi ang main person na kukontakin. May sakit si ate, may sakit si kuya, may sakit ang anak, masakit ang lolo, masakit yung ngipin, ikaw pa rin ang sutaya. Some of us experiencing past, yung ating renewal of past, couldn't get renewal. Some of us are worried what will happen the next year, this year. There are things that God allowed us to be in front of a Jordan River. Paano tayo magre-respond? Individually, parang ang hirap nito tawirin. At kailangan natin ng tulong ng Diyos. Now, as a church context, in an office context, some of us are worried whether there's a project. May bago bang project ang company natin. Some of you are worried because of your employer couldn't find a job. Kung walang trabaho employer, paano ako magkatrabaho dito? Right? Some of you have a business but you don't know whether the business will run properly because there's not so much project. And in the church context, we also face struggles like this. Ngayon, I've shared a few times na we don't know whether we're going to stay here or not. It's another hurdle na kailangan natin, Lord, how can we cross this river? There are times that God allowed us to experience this river. But whatever flood we are facing today, or even might face this year, let us remember this, that God is with us and also give us instruction on how to confront the river of flood, confront the flood of life. Now, as I look at the text, I notice three distinct, certain directives that God has given to His people. And one is, there's a call to prepare. And also, there's a call to take action. And there's a call to contemplate and commemorate. As I look at the text. Now, this pattern, it seems natural all throughout the scripture. For example, say Esther. Remember, they were planning to kill all their people. But Esther said, let's pray and ask the people to pray. And then as he prayed, Esther went to the king. We know that if going to the king, she will be killed. And then the Lord worked. Not only Esther, also the early church. God told them, Jesus said to them, wait, pray, wait for the power on high. And then when they were baptized by the Spirit, they take action. They spread the gospel boldly. They face persecution. They continually praying. And that they recognize that God is the one who's working. So you see this pattern. And I know that this pattern, it will help us when we face our Jordan River. That there's a moment in our life that we need to prepare. But also we need to take action. And also we need to take time to commemorate and thank God for His goodness. And let us look at the first one. There are moments in our life that God calls us to prepare. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, prepare. A call to prepare. When we face uncertainties, there are tendency that we panic. There are times that we react and make matters on our own hand. Tama? Kung hindi natin na-handle ang situation, paminsan gusto natin automatic na ito ang solution. Yet there are times that the Lord will call us to pause and to prepare. Pause. Prepare. Pause. Prepare. Call us to pause for a while. Now, if I were Joshua that time, kung ako ay advisor niya, ang sasabihin ko kay Joshua, humanly speaking, kung let's say ako yung ano niya, advisor, no? Planning advisor. Alam mo, Joshua, may maraming way ka pwedeng mag-cross sa Jordan na yan. Ang service fee ko is about $10,000. Ito ang advice ko sa'yo. First, ba't ka tatawid during flood season? Pwede kang mag-intay ng 3 buwan. At doon kayo mag-cross, right? Humanly speaking, ito yung pwedeng gawin eh. Pwede kang mag-cross, wag sa flood season, during dry season. At masarap pa dry season, pwede pa kang gaganon. Lalaro-laro kayo yung tubig. O splash-splash here, mag-swim-swim there. Tapos mag-enjoy nyo pa yung lakad ninyo. Bakit ka tatawid ng malaking, maraming tubig na umaagos? Practical, right? Another way, Joshua, itong advice ko sa'yo, rather than going to that, maybe what you can do is find another route. Kung hindi ka makapasok ngayon dito, merong other way. Kung hindi ka makapunta sa Orchard Road using red line, you can use brown line. Kung hindi lang brown line, you can use bus. There's many alternative, Joshua. Bakit ka malakas ang agos. You can just wait for 3 months, let it dry, and then you can just cross. Second, find alternative. If you look at the map, geography, you can see this alternative route. Baba kayo, apaakyat. But you see, God has another way. A much better way. Shortcut. And the Lord, you know, one thing about the Lord, He used shortcuts to humble us. Shortcuts to the promised land. And hence, He instructed them to prepare themselves. And 2 things we can learn here. For us to prepare ourselves, we need to follow instruction. First thing, follow closely to His leading. How can we prepare? Follow closely to His leading. When we read Joshua chapter 3 to 4, it says here, as soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it. Remember, they were camping. Nakita nila yung ark ay bit-bit na at naglalakad. Susunod sila. Ayun ang instruction. But take note, verse 4, yet there shall be a distance between you and it, about 2,000 cubits in length. Now, 2,000 cubits in length, it equals to either 1 kilometer or 0.9 km or 1.2 kilometer. Yun ang distance. Parang here to Junction 8. So, nandun yung ark, tapos susunod ka. Susunod sila. And it says here, do not come near it in order that you may know the way you shall go. For you have not passed this way before. There's a reason why the ark has to be in front. Because they don't know
where they're going, and they need to be directed. Now, what can we learn from here? Many times, nangunguna tayo. Hindi tayo sumusunod kay Lord at ang uunahin natin yung gusto natin. Nangunguna. My distance, but we follow. One thing we learn here, we follow God's lead. Hindi tayo mangunguna sa Kanya, but rather we follow His lead. That's why there's a distance. Don't rush. Huwag kang mauna. Paminsan nangunguna tayo sa love life. Right? Paminsan nangunguna tayo sa mga investment natin. Rather than praying to God, Lord, is this the right investment? Is the right thing? Kasi nga, nabudol ka. Tama ba? Yeah. Ang ganda makita, ang ganda marinig. Wow! Wow, oo. Pag linagay ko yung lotion na yon, puputi ako. Tapos bumili ka ng isang box. You invested certain investment. Rather than inquiring before God and following His... You know, what the Lord wants us is to submit our life. And I believe, and surely the Lord will lead us if we have a humble heart and follow His will, right? But paminsan, nangunguna tayo. Inuunahan natin si Lord. Ano pa dito? Nakita mo sa Shopee, yung favorite mong shirt o kaya sapatos, eh alam mo, limited ka ng finances. Okay lang, may credit card ni sister. Hiram eh. So, bili ka ng bili. Rather than waiting upon the Lord, Lord, is this from you ba? Or flesh ko lang ito? There are times na inuunahan natin ang Panginoon. And we shouldn't rush. Follow closely. And He says here, follow closely. When you're entering a place you do not know, follow closely. And second, also we learn here is to purify yourself. Joshua told them, he said to the people, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonderful things. What consecrate? Consecrate is also means to sanctify, to live a holy life, to purify. It means a separation of oneself from unclean things, especially anything that would contaminate one's relationship with a perfect God. It's a call to dedicate. It's a call to be set apart. Now, it's not just an Old Testament principle. You can see it in the New Testament principle. Paul wrote to the Romans in Romans 12, verse 1 to 2. He says, "They appeal to you before, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." God, Paul is telling them to live being set apart, not to follow the ways of the world. Okay, in verse 2, he says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." To consecrate means that your heart is set before God, your mind being renewed by God's word, and you're being led by the Spirit. That's what is being consecrate. But many times we want, when we are facing the river of life, the river that will cause us, not the river of life, but the river that is in front of us, we react in our flesh. But before we enter, God said, prepare. And one area that we need to prepare is to consecrate ourselves. Consecrate. Now, we see it in the book of Revelation. God is calling the churches to consecrate themselves. One church is having a problem with their first love. Another church is tolerating false teaching. One is spiritual apathy. A fourth is they being compromised for pagan practices. One church is lukewarm. What God's telling them? Return, come back, purify yourself, renew, repent. Change yourself and return to God. When we are facing that river, God calls us to purify ourselves. And as we surrender our life to the Lord work wonders. Amen? I like what R.C. Sproul said. He said in this book, Holiness of God, he said here, highlighted in yellow,
We are to be purified daily in growing pursuit of holiness. If we are justified, we are also be sanctified. Nagbabago. Now, if we are to experience that power of God in our life, the Lord calls us to purify and sanctify our life, to purify ourselves. The things that we watch, the things that we entertain with our mind, the things that we listen to, errors in our attitude, probably there's bitterness, anger, hatred, jealousy that's in our heart. Or maybe my unforgiveness ka sa Panginoon or towards somebody and you're unrepentant. You know, it's very hard for the Holy Spirit to move if your life, if you want to be effective in what God calls you to do, if you're living in a life that's impure. God uses vessels that's clean. Kaya kailangan natin lumapit, Lord, I want to experience your deliverance. But you cannot experience deliverance if you're living a sinful life. You need to surrender your life to the Lord. Even if God is using you in a ministry, if you're a care group leader, worship leader, God calls you to purify yourself. I remember when I was younger, 15 years ago, I was worship leader. Wala pang chan that time. And you know when you're used of doing things. Every week, naglilid ka, alam mo yung pattern. Alam mo yung movement, alam mo yung style. Right? If you're a teacher, you know. So, I got used to it. And then one time, I was worship leading, ang bigat-bigat. Parang, alam mo, hindi. I'm not just, it's not about emotionalism. It's, you know na, umaawit ka lang para umawit. Parang you're just singing it, just singing it. Alam yon. The Lord sees our hearts eh. You're just singing it and I'm leading in front of the congregation. I'm just singing it just to lead everyone. But not really. So our leading, parang ambigat. What's wrong? What's happening here, Lord? Sabi ko, baka yung drummer. Baka yung backup singer ko. Baka yung pianista, baka lahat. Baka aking congregation, hindi sila holy. O tingnan mo, hindi tinataas kamay oh, pag pumapalakpak. So I begin to point. The Lord convicted me. I realized last night, when I was supposed to be in prayer, I was watching Walking Dead. Mga 2 or 3 episodes. And I stand here before everyone and I will ask people, come on, let's worship the Lord together. But last night, I was watching Walking Dead. What did I fill my mind? I filled my mind with worldly thoughts. I filled my mind with those thoughts rather than fill my mind with the Word of God and pray and seek Him, Lord, come and have your way in our church. I was filling my mind with those things. Now, sino ngayon ang Walking Dead? There are points in our life if we want to experience His power and might, God calls us to prepare ourselves. Consecrate yourself. Now, not this, not just individual, it's also the church. We are facing a situation right now, then we are called to, Lord, we're going to consecrate ourselves. How can we consecrate ourselves as a church? It's a call of forgiveness. Remove the apathy. Wala nang bickering or awayan. Tama na yan. If the Lord wants us to overcome something, tama na yung chismisan. Those purify yourself. Eh, pero puro chismisan, I tell you, iba. Purify yourself. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, purify yourself. See, when you purify yourself, you're gonna live by His Word. You're going to walk in the Spirit and you're going to clearly discern ang direction ng Panginoon. Kasi I know the Lord is not a God that would hide Himself and just labalak. No. He said, draw near to me and I draw near to you. Seek me with all your heart and I'll find by you. people come to him. He said, Lord, guide me. If you are humble enough, said, Lord, consecrate me, guide me. I'm having this problem. Lord, help me. The Lord will provide this way. And we can find it in his word. And the Holy Spirit will help us to purify yourself. But also, as you prepare, there's a call to take action. Take action. Three things I noticed that happened when Joshua and Israelite crossed the Jordan River. There is a moment that they need to step in. They also need to stand firm, but also they need to step out. Step in. We're there. And when the sole of the feet of the priest bearing the ark of the Lord of the earth shall rest in the water of Jordan, and the waters of the Jordan will be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down and above shall stand in one heap. Now the instruction was this, four of them will be carrying the ark of the covenant, they will walk to the water which is flooding, and then they have to step inside. Now, madali bang pumasok sa malakas na agos? Safe ba? Sa tingin nyo, flat ba yun? O when you step in, malalim? You notice, right? The first step, step of faith. You have to step of mahirap. Mahirap. I can imagine kung sino-sino. Imagine mo, apat sila. Ikaw, si RR, si Pong, tapos si someone else. Tapos dito, naglalakad sila dun sa ano. Uy, pasok na. Hindi, wag. Ikaw na. Hindi, hindi, talikod na. Ikaw muna dyan. Tulakan. O, sige, sige. Ready, ah? Lahat tayo tatalo na. One, two. It require for us to step in. If the Lord calls us to step into that place na hindi natin alam, you know, what's that? That is trusting His Word. That the Lord will do something. So you step in. And what happened here, nakita natin yung water ay natigil. See, the first step is an act of faith, remembering that there's water gushing. They don't know how deep the water, but they step in. It's an act of faith in God's Word. It might not be practical. It may make no sense. But when the Lord tells us to do it, step in. Then step in. Step in. You know, this year, my prayer that the Lord will bring us out of our comfort zone. Kaya tapikin mo yung katabi mo, out of comfort zone daw. Out of our comfort zone. Like what Kuya Richard has shared. There are times that God will place us out of comfort zone. Out of comfort zone. I pray that our heart will be prepared wherever God plays a step. And we will follow, not our own idea, but we discern. That's why the preparation comes. And if the Lord says, some of you will be planting in Jurong, Rong, Rong. Oh, let's say the Lord convicted you. Pastor, mukhang dinadala ko sa Jurong. Malaking mall doon. You don't know. Maraming Pilipino doon that will be rich. Let's say the Lord calls you to sit and you're conflicting in your heart. Pupunta ba doon? Nakatira ako sa Pasir Ris. Nakatira ako sa Pasir Ris. What if the Lord said, you go there and serve? Ha? Huh? Dito pa worship leader ka lang o dito pa usher ka lang, go there and serve. Oh. If the Lord said go there, what would you do? Step out in faith. Punta ka sa Sige, Tuwas. What if the Lord said go there? And sometimes Lord is not practical. I don't have time, I don't have strength. But if let's say this year you said, okay, yung care group nyo, pangalan ng care group nyo, magpipika akong care group. Wonderful Forever care group. Doon kayo, kasi mga wonderful kayo forever. When you say the Lord place you there, what would you do? I prayed Even myself, I'm challenging the elders and the board and all the ministry workers not to be satisfied with status quo. Be expectant what God has said. Lord, give me that. Dati ganito ako, ngayon naging comfortable ako. But give me that passion once again to follow you. Step in faith. Step in faith. Our sister in our church who finished IBI, in Living Word, I'm asking her to teach, preach, ayaw niya. Uy, magturo ka naman. Dito, habi niya, ayaw ko magtuturo. Pumunta sa France, na-realize namin, nandun, nagpipreach. Sabi ko, mas gusto niya pa sa France kasi Singapore. But you know, the Lord position you, the Lord will place you somewhere, and God is grooming you. And when the time will come and said, step in faith, step out, use your life for God, then you just follow and step out. Don't dwell, step out. And that sister now is preaching. Tawag nga daw sa kanila, pastora, ba? Tinding level, long hair. But you know, where the Lord place you, discern where God's leading you. Step in. But there's another part that stand firm. In here, you notice, I would like to focus sa mga Levites dito, the priests. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on the dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. Then another one in chapter 4, it says, they stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished. So they were carrying and standing probably at the center of the river, waiting for everyone to pass by. Now, you think madali yun o hindi? Nakatayo doon, bit-bit ang ark? Madali ba o hindi? Mukhang hindi. But also, just imagine there's 2.4 they have to cross. 2.4 million to cross across the river. And bit-bit mo yun. How long do you need for them, mathematics? How long do you need for them to cross the river? 2.4 million, ah. Sabi ng scholar, it at least 4 days. So 4 days kang nakatayo. Four days, stand firm. Aray ko, may salumpas ka dyan. Stand firm. It's not an easy task to stand firm. For 4 days, everybody's passing through. But what intrigued me is this statement. The people pass over in haste. Bakit nagmamadali sila? Bakit kaya nagmamadali sila? Ginawa na ni Lord. But pero bakit? Why people pass with haste? In other words, they were hurrying across. Now, let me suggest this. I believe the reason why they need to move quickly and promptly is because it's dangerous to remain in the Jordan River. Dangerous. Now, let me just give you a geography here. Huh? If you'd study yung text, ito yung ano, yung circle na yun ang Jordan River. Okay? That's where they cross. But the scripture says, the waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that's beside Sarenath. Yeah, Sarethan. Dito. Some says it's around 20 kilometers away. Okay. Lahat na tubig, gumaganon, bababa. So 20 kilometers. Doon tumigil ang tubig. Pag ang tubig, water is coming out, palabas ng palabas at lumaagos, what will happen when you stop the water? Lalabas, bumapaw, at tataas. Scholar says this, the water accumulated because the distance from this place, from Adam to the place where they cross is about 32 kilometers long and it's 3.2 kilometers wide. And the possibility ang taas ng tubig is 40 meter high. An example ng height niyan is ito, yung G-well. Ngayon, kung if you were there with that Levites, tapos tumitingin ka, shoot, wait, tingin mo ko eh. Tubig tumataas, oh. Bilisan nyo dyan! Boy! Bagal-bagal nyo. Please! again, it's flooding time. Water keep on moving, and water is rising up and rising it and rising up. I don't know if they can see it. I don't know. But if I were there, I'll be seeing it. What will happen to your heart? You'll be fearful, right? Matatakot ka. Kasi kung nandun ka, nakita mo yung tubig tumataas at nandun ka, ikaw pang huli. You see, there are times in life, madali mag-step in, but it's something to stand firm. There are times that God will calls us to step into what God is leading us, but it's another thing to stand firm where God has placed you. Ano mas madali, to step in or to stand firm? Mas mahirap mag-stand firm because it's a long haul. Step in is just one moment, but standing firm where God calls you to do, what God calls to be there, is much harder because a lot of things happening around you. Yung nakakita nila yon parang taas ng tubig, matatakot ka. Tumataas ang tubig. As they, the priest see this, they are called to stand firm. Now, when the Lord asks you and I to step in, there is also a season for us to stand firm and to trust God that He will fulfill His promise. There are moments sa ating buhay when we step in, kaysa madali, humirap pa. But if the Lord is the one who led you to that point of life at humirap, stand firm, hold on in His promises. Kasi ang gusto natin, pagpasok natin, smooth agad. But many times, hindi ganun ang buhay. When we step in to what God is telling us to do, parang humirap pa ang buhay. But you stand firm to His Word. Amen? Stand firm. Now, despite of what's happening around us, we should not be afraid and we should not panic. We should remember to stand firm and hold on God's Word that He will see us through. The early church were persecuted, yet they stand firm to the truth. A few days ago, I met a pastor. Pangalan niya Pastor Young of Cornerstone Church. And he shared to us that they were trying to bid a building for their church. So they were bidding and they bought, magbibid ka sa government eh. So they wanting to build a church. And they bid for that. They bid for the land. But they failed. Hindi nila nakuha yung place. And the Lord convicted him. Sabi niya, as he prayed, said, why are you bidding for this? You should focus in your strength what you are supposed to do. Now, yung church nila, expert sila sa pagbibili ng mga nightclubs. Yun ang binibili nila. Nightclubs, beer house, mga disco place, and they will turn it into a church. So, for many years, they were doing that. Bumili sila sa nightclub dito. Bumili dito rin ng bar, beer house, and they turn it to a worship place. And then, I mentioned that they were rejected with that bid. So ngayon, nakabili sila ng bagong unit sa Orchard Tower. So nakita ko siya. Sabi ko sa kanya, inunahan mo ako. Kasi ano lang naman yun, 1.4 million eh. No, 104 million, parang ganun. So linuko ko siya. Sayang, inunahan mo ako, bibilin ko sana yan. Bibilin namin ang church namin. I was joking with him. But you know, when they were buying all those units, those beer house clubs, and turn it into a church, they struggled. There's one point in their time when they were entering to your church place, nakakadena ang kanilang pintuan. Dahil nga yung mga gangster. This one time, when they went to their church unit, may ulo ng baboy. Because they are killing off yung mga yinandan sa industry. But he said he has to stand firm because God has called the church to do this. And now they just bought 1 year sa Orchard Tower. Sabi ko, wow, praise God. Dinuho ko lang siya. Inunahan mo kami. But you know, there are times in our life when we step in, we have also to stand firm. Kaya sabi mo sa katabi mo, stand firm. Not only stand firm, we have to step out. Now, in here, we read in this text that while they're in Jordan River, Joshua commanded them to bring large stone and put it in their shoulder and bring it across. And this leads us to the last point. A call to contemplate and commemorate. A call to contemplate and commemorate. And let me read verse chapter 4, verse 19. Sabi dito, and they encamped at Gilgal at the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. And he said to the people of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in the times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, Israel passed over this Jordan on a dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you pass over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we pass over. And 24, so that all the people of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty and that you may fear the Lord your God forever. You know, when they set up the stone, three things I'm being reminded here. The reason is this. One is a reminder to self. Is reminded yourself once we cross the river, hindi sa gagawa natin, but dahil sa Diyos. And it brings us to humility. Some of us have conquered rivers before in life. Amen? Madali ba? Hindi. Pero rinescue ka ng Panginoon at ang ating papuri ay sa Panginoon. A reminder. But also, it is a testimony to the future generation. To the people we are loving and mentoring in our children. It says here in verse 22, and then you shall let your children know, Israel passed over this Jordan on a dry ground. Our experience is not just for us, but also we're going to impart it to the next generation. Impart it to the next generation. You know, one experience I have sa ating church, remember, some of you have not been here in a testimony. One time we were part of a local church and they asked us to leave, right? Remember? Yung mga veteran here. They asked us to leave. Within 1 week, okay, leaving word, alis na kayo. Saan tayo pupunta? Within 1 week, maghahanap ng lugar, walang upuan, walang sound system. You know, the Lord provided. Gave a place. Gave seats. And also, even your instrument, the Lord provide. Amen? And it's something that we need to impart to the next generation. I remember when we were receive etong lugar, yung sa YWCA, Pastor Jerry received, we were in the office na kailangan tayo mag-move out dahil ang taas ng renta doon. I remember Pastor Jerry walking around and looking where to go. I remember the time. But the Lord gave us this place. Amen? And now we're using this place. Who provided is a testimony of God's goodness. Ngayon, we are facing the same problem. Where are we going now? If the Lord can do it in 1 week, I believe the Lord can do it also in 2 days, in 3 days, in 1 week. Amen? Let's say the Lord said, punta kayo sa... So JB, layo ng JB. Punta kayo sa, let's say, sa Jurong. Wrong. O probably punta kayo sa, only in Isun. What is the Lord said? Do that. Will we follow? And I know God will provide. Amen? Kaya it's an encouragement sa ating board, sa elders. Paminsan ang hirap. Sabi ko, Lord, ako hindi nakatulog. Totoo. Sabi ko, Lord, mag-aartista na lang ako para yumaman. But I was reminded the testimony of how the Lord had been so providing the church. Limited man, but the Lord works. Many years ago, may mga taong pumunta sa Living Word sa YWCA, yung office natin. Namangha sila. They were shocked. Local sila. Ha? You all have office? Come on. They were shocked why a Filipino church had office. Tandaan niyo yung office natin sa kabila. Doon tayo nagkakainan ng nagbebenta at amoy kanin lahat palagi pagpusa. Ang sarap ng pagkain doon. And they were shocked why we have office. The Lord provide. Now, I want to challenge Living Word Fellowship. We don't know where God will place us. But we need to consecrate ourselves and say, Lord, your will, not ang idea ng board, not idea ng elder, not idea ng pastor, but Lord, your will be done, O God. Lord, we have limited finances, but we're gonna pray and ask you. And I know, Lord, you are faithful and true because you've been faithful in the past. You're gonna be faithful today and tomorrow. Ako excited dito sa this year. I don't know what the Lord will do. Babiglang bigyan tayo ng... Huwag na beer house. Ayoko ng beer house. Isang... I don't know. But I'm excited because my desire, church, is the best thing that we can give to our children is not riches. It's good to give riches. But the best thing is a powerful experience of God. Mga magre-retire na, yung mga older peers natin, yung mga lola at lola, tita, tito, yung mga, hindi naman thunders, so wag naman yun. You have experienced a lot. You have experienced and you have a purpose. You have a purpose. What we gonna hand over sa next generation, sa anak kong tatakbo-takbo dyan? I can teach him math. I can teach him Mandarin, kahit drawing lang. I can teach him a lot of things. But the greatest thing that I can impart to my children, to impart to the next generation, is a power and a fresh encounter of God. Because when they encounter God in a fresh new way, I tell you, forever nasa puso nila yon. Kaya church, 2025, I will be serious. I will be serious and I pray, God, that all of us will unite and say, Lord, I want your presence. I need you. We need you. Lord Jesus, be honored in this place. Because what we're going to impart to the next generation is your testimony. Not about our story, what we have done, but your testimony, your goodness and your faithfulness. Kaya narito tayo ngayon sa Jordan River sa church. It's a good problem because I know God will work. Amen? Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Testimony, but also a declaration for people to know. Verse 24, to all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. As we experience God's work, is a testimony, a declaration to the people around us that God is alive, God is true. That is working today. Kaya yung pinagdadaanan natin na river, individually, as a church, has a purpose so that God may be glorified. Amen? Now, as I conclude and call upon the worship team, what's next? When we are facing that river, there's a call to prepare. Also a call to take action and a call to contemplate and commemorate everything and thank God for everything what He's done. In this season, I believe it's a time of preparation. I would like to encourage you to bring home a copy or download the copy. Join us in prayer, in fasting. Join us in prayer. Our theme for this year is Be Enthroned. Be enthroned. Maghari ka, Panginoon. Maghari ka sa buhay ko. Maghari ka sa aking pamilya. Maghari ka sa aming sa church na ito. Maghari ka sa aming trabaho. Maghari ka everywhere, O Lord. May you reign. So I challenge all of us, if you can fast, pray with us and surrender this year to the Lord. And when we surrender it to the Lord, I know God will work mightily. Amen. Let's stand.
few days ago, I met one pastor. Her name is Pastor Naomi Dowdy. And they started Trinity Assemblies of God, a small church, and now they grew one of the biggest church here. And he told me personally, we were eating. May open vacancy siya, ang dami mga pastor, kami nila Tita Eva katabi ko. May choice siya, umupo doon, biglang tumabi sa amin. Sabi ko, Tita Eva, sikat na kayata kayo. But it's timely because he said this. One thing he messaged to us. There are times we look at the text, we accept it in our brain that we have to have faith. But it's something to act it out, to respond and follow. And you have to remove that unbelief and ask God, he said, remove, Lord, those unbelief. Because kung yung Levites will not step in my unbelief, they will not go through. I pray for 2025 that God will remove that unbelief, that we will look upon His Word, we will trust His character, we gotta trust His plan. And when we experience that, we will honor the Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord, You are good. Let's worship.
You are great, and
do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. For you are great. Worship you.
Panginoon, this is the second week of 2025. I pray that you're gonna prepare our hearts to face the new year. We know, Lord, this uncertainty. There'll be Jordan rivers that we might face in this life, in this year. But we know, Lord, that we can hold on to your promises and know that you are with us. I pray, Lord, that you teach us to prepare ourselves. Wherever, Lord, what you're asking us to do, I pray that we will be prepared. Teach us, Lord, to just pause, to listen, and follow your direction and instruction. Forgive us at times we take matter in our own hand, but yet, Lord, you have the right direction, Lord. And also, I pray that you teach us to consecrate ourselves. You have called us to be holy because you are holy. Transform our heart and our minds. Renew our minds, Lord. And as you change us, you give us ears that are sensitive and have the discernment to follow you. But also I pray that you give us that faith to obey what you have called us to do. To take action, Lord God. To step in wherever you call us to do. But also have that strength to remain and stand firm. Things are not going in our way. I pray that you will empower us to stand firm. But also, Lord, as we cross that river, give us a heart that's humble, na ibabalik lahat namin sa inyo, because it's all about you. It's all about you. May we worship you, and may we also share what we have experienced to our children in the next generation. At also, Panginoon, may people see that you are a God who's alive and true and faithful. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord, for your word this day. Hallelujah. Let's just raise a hand and receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us in our worship service. Just turn to the person beside you and tell that person, let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray together. God bless everyone.